So, some more questions, and I will try to do some more answers to these questions. Now, this is a question from Aileen. It says, although in daily life situations, I may feel the aspiration to be helped to others, I often don't see how to do this well, in the best or right way. My perceptions of what's good, best, or right are too often unclear and deceptive, and therefore I neither trust them nor feel confident that acting on their basis will lead to positive effects. The intention may be good, but I'm not so sure the means and effects will be so. Does developing bodhicitta step by step naturally lead one to see more clearly what's the best way to contribute, helpfully, moment by moment? You know, the first step is to have the right intentions, the right motivation. That's the first step, because without the positive, good intention, and then of course, all actions will be not positive. Now, once you have the good intention, then you have to check, you have to see what you are doing is really helping or not helping. That what you are actually doing is really motivated, and really, your actual action of body, speech, and mind is in accordance with that intention or not. Because sometimes, you say that you think that you want to help, but then, I mean, if you look a little deeply, it's not about you helping others, it's only about yourself. You're concentrating too much on yourself. And then if you look how you're acting, you're very kind of hurt feeling, you are very unpleasant, you are very kind of upset and in a bad mood all the time, and then you are kind of you're criticizing other people, and so when you see that you are acting in this way, then you are not helping. So I think it is very important to not just the motivation, but the actions that you are actually doing with your body, speech, and mind, whether they are really in accordance with your motivation or the original motivation or not. First, to see whether the motivation and the action are aligned together or not. Then, to say that your action is actually following that motivation or not, this is important. And so, it's very important to kind of honestly look at yourself and see what you are doing. Then I think it will improve. Then the second question is, from the way you speak, it sounds to me as if the aspiration to generate bodhicitta is like a complete path in itself. That if you can develop bodhicitta and live your life in this way, then that can be the main focus of your practice. Is this a correct understanding? And how do other practices like Mundu fit into this view? Now, this bodhicitta is the motivation, is the right direction. And then in order to work on it, then all the practices that you do are either to generate this bodhicitta or to develop that bodhicitta, means wisdom and compassion, or as a result of this bodhicitta. So therefore you have to see it like this. It's so the Ngwendo and every other practice is actually something to do with this. There's nothing which has nothing, no connection with this. And then there is a question from Christian Ledian. If I develop a constant vigilance about my motivation, this attention becomes the earth of the practice. If I develop a constant inner practice, then what's the use of external practice, such as rituals, recitations, and that form of practice? There's nothing called two external and inner. Every practice is for that inner practice. And all ritual, whatever you call it, it's not ritual. There's no ritual. You know, all the rituals are what we call rituals, or the, you know, sadhanas or recitations or mantras, and everything is a means to work on this. So therefore you have to understand this. You have to see that every practice we do in Buddhism is to work on yourself, on how to work with your emotions, habitual tendencies, on your way of seeing, you know, attitude, you know. So therefore it's a way of, you know, transforming yourself, and you need to understand that connection. And then you will not find that, you know, there's two things, you know, there are practices which is kind of outside and which are practices which are inside. It's all about inside, meaning how to transform yourself. Then there's David T., his question. I think my questions resolve around literal concrete thinking. Stanza 7 begins, for eons. Immediately I'm thinking, how long is an eon? The eon usually is, you know, there's a great eon and then the kind of a small eon. Usually, you know, it's the lifetime of a planet, for instance, or the lifetime of the world. It is said that the 80 kind of small eons makes the whole, you know, big eon. That small eon is like when the world is kind of being kind of created, that takes, you know, from the time that the world begins to be there till it is, you know, the first, you know, beings kind of are born in the world, that takes 20 eons, small eons. Then from the time the beings kind of come on earth, till, you know, the beings kind of get extinct, that's the 20 eons, the living time of the beings. Then it takes 20 eons to kind of get the world destroyed. That's then 20 eons it remains without anything, and then again it starts. So this, the eon, the long eon or the complete eon, is this a lifetime of a world, and then this short eon is that 80% of that. I have understood, this is from Dennis, I have understood that if we practice meditation or preliminary practices to develop bodhicitta, it was all right. And if we don't practice, need to practice to develop bodhicitta, it was all right too. But isn't former Dhamma practice a good way to change our mind? If we consider view meditation action on the first two good pillars on which build up correct actions. Yes, of course. Every practice we do is, you know, to transform ourselves. So therefore, the view meditation action is all to transform ourselves. So any methods to work on that, any methods to bring kind of develop our compassion, develop our wisdom, kind of to tame our mind, to kind of lessen our negative emotions, negative actions, negative you know, reactions and habitual tendencies, is all a practice. As the more we kind of work on that, the more our bodhicitta becomes stronger and clearer and more kind of vibrant, and the more our you know, bodhicitta becomes vibrant, more our compassion and wisdom becomes established and stronger, and that's what we call the development of our bodhicitta, or, you know, transforming ourselves, or working better for the well-being of myself and other beings. So that's about the practice. So this much this time. Thank you.